हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओके In this Kathopanishad, we have already seen Nachiketaha, Nachiketas, as he thought in the mind, he was sent to Yamaloka. There he happened to stay there for 3 days, waiting for Yama's return. On the arrival of Lord Yama, as instructed by his own family, Lord Yama was very particular to get rid of the Pratyavaya Papam. We all know very well, Pratyavaya Papam means the Papam a person earns as a result of omitting what should be done. So, even not making the guest feel welcomed, not taking care of the needs of the guest also, comes under the Pratyavaya Papam. So, to get rid of the Pratyavaya Papam, Lord Yama want to please Nachiketaha. Though he was a young boy of 9 years old, still he was Lord Yama's guest. And Lord Yama offered 3 boons. Nachiketa already has got the first boon. And he asked for his father's emotional well-being. He asked for the father's emotional well-being. That he, as a first boon, he requested Lord Yama to keep his father in good humor, that he should be able to recognize him on his returning, and he should not be unhappy or angry with him, and he must be happy. This is the first boon. And for second boon, we saw already, he asked for the knowledge of this specific ritual, performing which alone one can earn punyam required to go to heaven. Definitely, Nachiketaha did not ask for the knowledge of this ritual for his own sake, but for the sake of many others. That even his own father, who performed the ritual, should be able to get his ritual fulfilled, the boon fulfilled. Therefore, he asked for the knowledge of the specific ritual. We have seen up to this, correct? We have to move on to the next. So here, the 15th mantra, we'll read the 15th mantra again once. लोकादिमग्निम् तमुवाच तस्मै या इष्टका यावतीर्वा यथा वा स चापि तत् प्रत्यवदत् यतोक्तम् अथास्य मृत्युः पुनरेवाह तुष्टः। सो 15th मंत्र दि सेड दैट लॉर्ड यमा टॉट हिम दि the specific ritual which Nachiketas wanted to know. And he taught him for the sake of others actually. Because Nachiketas wanted to know for the sake of others. So he did not really explain much, but he simply says, very briefly it is said, he taught him all that he needed to know to be able to perform that ritual. So he said, Tam lokadim agnim tasmai uvacha. That agnihi, the word agnihi here literally means fire, but here it means the ritual. The ritual in order to perform which, of course, fire has to be kindled. So the ritual itself is meant by the word agnihi. And this agnihi is said to be lokadihi. So, lokesh adihi loka adihi. Why it is lokesh adihi loka adihi? This ritual is the foremost in the world. The first and the foremost in the world. There are so many rituals. But this specific ritual is foremost in the world. Because performing which one can attain heaven. One can earn punyam to be eligible to go to heaven. Then, yaha ishtakaha. See, ishtika means a brick. Ishtika or ishtaka means a brick. So, yaha ishtakaha means whatever number of bricks that should be used to construct, to form the Agnikunda, the fireplace. Even the specific number of bricks needed for creating the Agnikunda, a fireplace, he instructed. Then Yavatihi Va. So Yaha Ishtakaha Yavatihi Va. Yavatihi, ishtaka is a strilinga shabda. Therefore, yavatihi. So, whatever number of bricks need to be used, mention the number of the bricks. So, yaha means, what should be the type of the bricks? How they should be? The type of bricks needed, the number of bricks needed, all that elaborately Lord Yama taught. Yathava sahacha api. Okay, that's all finished. Very briefly, it is said. So, yavatihi, yaha, yathava. How they should be, how many should be, and what should be type of bricks, etc. All the detailed lessons Lord Yama taught Nachiketaha. Then, with the same sentence we say, Sahacha api tati yathoktam pratyavadat. It seems Lord Yama, after teaching him, asked him to repeat whatever was taught. And Nachiketaha was very brilliant. He grasped whatever was taught very quickly. Sahacha api tat pratyavadat. He repeated exactly how Lord Yama taught. Yathoktam. Sahacha api yathoktam tat pratyavadat. So he also repeated exactly how he was taught. Which means Lord Yama taught, Nachiketaha learned thoroughly and he could repeat everything whatever he said exactly as it was taught. Yathoktam, as it was taught, tat pratyavadati, he repeated. Atha asyuhu mrityuhu punaha eva aha tushtaha. Then Lord Yama was very pleased mrityuhu tushtaha. The Lord Yama who was pleased. Punaha pleased with Nachiketaha. Appreciating his brilliance, appreciating his sharpness, appreciating his capability that he could repeat everything as exactly he taught. So pleased with him, mrityuhu asya tushtaha punaha eva aha. Again Lord Yama said. This much is the content of the mantra, nothing much here. Now we see the Bhashyam part. Before we go there, you can see this. Tam lokadim agnim tasmai uvacha. So Lord Yama taught lokadihi, the foremost of the rituals, to Nachiketaha. In terms of what type of brick should be used, how many number of brick should be used, and how they should be, etc. Yaha ishtakaha, yavatihi va, yatha va, etc. He explained. Then, sahacha api tat yathoktam pratyavadat. And Nachiketaha also, exactly understanding as it was taught, he repeated whatever Lord Yama, he learned from Lord Yama. Then, atha asya tushtaha mrityuhu aha punaha eva. Then, Lord Yama was extremely pleased with Nachiketaha. Especially hearing his reply, Lord Yama said to him again, this much is the content of this mantra. We'll quickly see the Bhashyam. Lokadim. Now Shankaracharya explains each and every word. Lokadim. So lokadim means lokanam adim lokadim. Prathama shariratvat agnim. Tam prakrutam. Nachiketasa prarthitam. Okay. So here, lokadihi. Why is agnihi is called lokadihi? Lokanam adihi adim. Prathama shariratvat. Prathama shariratvat. So, this agnihi actually is a ritual performed to invoke the grace of Virat. Virat agnihi. Virat Ishvara. And Virat is the first one. Virat implies the one who first got the physical body. Therefore, as Virat is the first to have got the physical body in the creation, Virat is said to be the Lokadihi, the first, the foremost. And this ritual performed to invoke the grace of Virat has got the first body is also said to be Lokadihi. We should remember now, actually Virat Ishwaraha is the Lokadihi, the first of the world. Because Virat is the first to have got the physical body. And the ritual here is performed to invoke the grace of Virat, called Virat Agnihi, is also said to be Lokadihi. Okay. Then Lokadim Pratham Shairatvat. Prathama shariratvat, what does it mean? Due to having the physical body first. Prathama shariratvat. And here this ritual, tam prakritam, tam prakritam. That ritual is the prakritam means that ritual specifically which is being discussed at present. At present, in this verse, that ritual alone is being discussed. Therefore, prakritam, nachiketasa prarthitam. This ritual was requested by Nachiketaha. Nachiketasa prarthitam means the ritual which was requested by Nachiketaha. Prarthitam. Uvacha. Uvacha means uktavan. Mrityuhu. Uktavan mrityu tasmai nachiketase. So Lord Yama taught this to Nachiketas. Tasmai nachiketase. To that Nachiketas, Lord Yama taught. Taught what? This first ritual which was requested by Nachiketas. So Lord Yama himself did not make any effort to teach him. As requested by Nachiketaha, Lord Yama taught. And Lord Nachiketaha requested this, the knowledge of the specific ritual, as a second boon. Okay, now we'll go to the next sentence. It's all right. I'm going ahead with the next sentence. Kincha yaha ishtakaha chetavyaha. Kincha, not only that, moreover, he taught means kincha, moreover, further. Yaha ishtakaha chetavyaha sorupena. So, yaha ishtakaha chetavyaha sorupena. So, in order to build the homakunda, the fireplace, in order to build the homakunda or form the homakunda, the fireplace, which type of bricks should be used? Yaha ishtakaha chetavyaha. Chetavyaha means which type of bricks should be chosen. Which type of bricks should be chosen for constructing, for making the fireplace, the homakunda. Yavatihi va sankhyaya. So in terms of number, how many bricks should be there? Yavatihi va sankhyaya. So how many bricks should be there? Yathava chiyate agnihi. In which method the fire should be kindled? Yathava chiyate agnihi. In which method agni should, the fire should be kindled? Yena prakarena. Yathava chiyate agnihi means yena prakarena. The method by which the fire should be kindled. Not simply you can go and kindle. Nowadays, and all our priests I see in the temples, what they do? They simply put the camphor, put some cow dung cakes, and then they simply they kindle it. That's not the way. There's a method how the fire should be kindled also. They must use arani. Specifically, the two wooden pieces they should take, they should rub against each other, and the friction should cause the fire, and they must use that fire. That's the way. So here also, so it's not, the method is not explained, it is simply said here, yathava agnihi chiyate, means yena prakarena. So in which method the fire is kindled, etc. Sarvam yetad uktavan, all that he explained. Iti artaha, that is the meaning here. Okay, nothing much. So what he means is, Lord Yama elaborately taught Nachiketas all about the performance of the specific ritual one has to perform to earn punyam to be eligible to go to heaven. Finished. Thus, okay. Now, suppose we have a question. Why did he not teach elaborately? Upanishad says Lord Yama taught him elaborately, that's all. But we are not taught how to perform the ritual elaborately. Why? Because this is not the karma. Our aim is to understand Upanishad, Brahma Vidya. We are interested in performing rituals. Therefore, it is not discussed elaborately. Upanishad just says briefly, Lord Yama taught him. Which means Nachiketa got his second boon also fulfilled. That's the meaning. Okay. Sahacha api sachapi nachiketaha yen yamena uktam yathavat pratyena avadat pratyucharitavan. Nachiketa also exactly whatever was taught by Lord Yama yathavat pratyayena avadat. Pratyucharitavan. So yathavat pratyayena avadat pratyucharitavan means Nachiketa also repeated the whole thing what he learned from Yama. Atha tasya pratyucharanena, then tasya pratyucharanena tushtaha san Lord Yama, who was pleased with his repetition, or pleased with his reply, pratyucharanena tushtaha. Lord Yama was pleased with Nachiketa's repetition of exactly what he had taught. Mrityuhu punayeva aha. Then Lord Yama said again, what did he say? Varatraya vyatirekena anyam varam ditsuhu. Anyam varam ditsuhu. Being desirous of giving the third boon, varatraya vyatirekena. Anyam varam ditsuhu punaha eva aha. So Lord Yama said, being desirous of giving the third, another boon, which he had promised to give earlier. Varatraya vyatirekena, apart from the three boons which Lord Yama promised already. Varatraya vyatirekena. Vyatirekena means apart from, other than the three boons which had been promised earlier. Lord Yama varam ditsuhu, being desirous of giving the third boon, he again said, Lord Yama said again, you know very well, ditsuhu, datum icha ditsa, datum icha ditsa. Remember this word, datum icha ditsa, desire to give is ditsa. So ditsuhu means the one who is desirous of giving is ditsuhu. Lord Yama is a varam ditsuhu. He was desirous of giving the boon. Okay. Now is the 16th mantra now. So, Varatri Vatirekena, apart from three boons which he had already promised, again being desirous of giving boons, Lord Yama said, which means not only three are the main boons. Again he asked, okay, what is that? So Sankaracharya says, katham. Katham means how. How did Lord Yama express his joy when he heard Nachiketa repeating what exactly he had taught him? Okay. Tam abravit. Are you all with me? Okay, next mantra. 16th mantra. Tam abravit priyamano mahatma. Tam abravit priyamano mahatma. Varam tavehadya dadami bhoyaha. Varam tavehadya dadami bhoyaha. Tavaiva namna bhavitaya magnihi. Tavaiva namna bhavitaya magnihi. Srinkanche mamane karupangrihana. Srinkanche mamane karupangrihana. So he says now, tam abravit means Lord Yama said to Nachiketaha. Abravit means uktavan. Braviti says. Abravit said. Lord Yama said to Nachiketaha. Tam abravit. Priyamanaha. Priyamanaha. Mahatma. So priyamanaha mahatma. Tam abravit. This is how we should take it. So, priyamanaha means what? Priyate means one who is pleased. Somebody is pleased. Priyamanaha, Lord Yama who was pleased. Priyamanaha, Mahatma. Mahatma here means magnanimous Lord Yama. He was very magnanimous because he wanted to give again extra bone. Apart from three boons. Therefore, Mahatma, the magnanimous minded Lord Yama, Priyamanaha, was very pleased with Achiketaha. Therefore, he said to him, Tam Abravit. So, Priyamanaha Mahatma, Tam Abravit. Lord Yama, who was extremely pleased, and magnanimous minded Maha, Lord Yama, said Nachiketas. What did he say? Bhuyaha dadami. Bhuyaha dadami. Tava varam. Iha. Adya. Adya. Iha. Adya. Today. Iha. Now itself. Here itself. Bhuyaha varam dadami means what? Bhuyaha here means again. Bhuyaha, some other context means abundantly. But here bhuyaha means again. Already promised three boons. Again, I give you another boon. Bhuyaha varam dadami tava. Tava means tubhyam. I give you a boon again. Okay, when? Today. Now, here itself. I am Agni. What is the boon? He did not ask Achiketaha. You choose the boon, but he himself gives. I am Agnihi tava naam naeva bhavita. அயம் அக்னிஹி தவையேவ நாம்னா பவிதா அயம் அக்னிஹி. தவையேவ நாம்னா, தவைவ நாம்னா பவிதா அயம் அக்னிஹி. சி பவிதா மீன்ஸ் பவிஷ்யதி. ஹியர் ஆஃப்டர் திஸ் ஸ்பெசிபிக் ரிச்சுவல் விச் யூ வாண்டட் டு நோ அண்ட் விச் யூ லேர்ன்ட் அண்ட் விச் யூ ரிப்பீட்டட் தரலி எக்ஸாக்ட்லி அஸ் ஐ டாட் for this agnihi hereafter will be known by your name, known by your name, known after your name. Mean what? Tavayeva namna ayam agnihi bhavita means bhavishyati. Hereafter this specific ritual, this ritual is not new, ritual has been there as the subject matter of the Vedasya, karma kanda of the Vedashastra. But this ritual now, Lord Yama says, hereafter it would be, you know, known by your name. It will be known by your name. Therefore, Imam Aneka Rupam Srinkam Grihana. This first he said that, and he says, one more thing. Imam Aneka Rupam Srinkam Grihana. Grihana. Please do receive it. Please do take it. Okay. Grihana. Hold it. Accept it. What? Imam Srinkam. Srinka literally means, Srinkala means chain. But Srinka here means necklace. Imam Aneka Rupam Srinkam Grihana. Please do accept this necklace. Okay. Necklace. Necklace of the Aneka Rupa means consisting of a head with various gems, that's implied. Aneka Rupam Srinkam Grihana. So this is extra, okay? Lord Yama named it very ritual itself, a Nachiketa Agnihi. Ritual would be known by his name. Then, apart from that, he also gave him the colorful necklace. Tam Nachiketasam Abravit. Now, I'm reading the Bhashya. Tam Nachiketasam Abravit. Tam means whom? Tam means him. Him means whom? Nachiketasam Abravit. So Lord Yama said to Nachiketaha, Nachiketas, Priyamanaha, okay, as the one who was pleased. Sishya Yogyatam Pashyan. Why he was pleased? He saw Nachiketaha being extremely brilliant, sharp, appreciating the sharpness of intellect. He could repeat everything he taught. Therefore, seeing his eligibility as a disciple, Sishya Yogyatam Pashyan, seeing, appreciating, recognizing his eligibility as a disciple, Priyamanaha, as the one who was pleased with him, means Preetim Anubhavan, Preetim Anubhavan, enjoying the love. Preetim Anubhavan Mahatma. Mahatma means Akshudra Buddhihi. Very nice. See, generally, Mahatma means great mind. Atma means the mind. Mahan Atma Yasya Saha Mahatma. The person who is endowed with a great mind. Any jnani is said to be Mahatma. Why? A jnani's mind is great because the mind has knowledge. Enlightened minded person, a wise person, is said to be Mahatma. Why? He is a person of great mind. The wise mind. The mind with wisdom is said to be great mind. Therefore, any wise person is said to be Mahatma. And also, Mahanatma yasaha Mahatma. The person whose mind is big, the person who is known for his generosity, magnanimity, bigness, okay, who is not petty, such a person is also said to be Mahatma. So here Shivacharya gives a beautiful meaning. Mahatma here does not mean simply a great person. Any great person is said to be Mahatma also. But here Mahatma means Akshudra Buddhihi. See, Kshudra Buddhihi means petty minded. Shudra Buddhihi, yes, yes, Akshudra Buddhihi. Petty minded, mean person is called Kshudra Buddhihi. But Akshudra Buddhihi, the person who is not a petty, mean minded, means the person who is magnanimous, generous, highly generous, Mahatma. Okay. So that Lord Yama, Tava Chaturtham Iha, Chaturtham Iha, Preeti Nimittam Adya, okay. Chaturtham means the fourth bone. Apart from the three bones, the fourth bone, Preeti Nimittam, okay, as an expression of love, Preeti Nimittam. It's purely because due to, Nimitta means due to the love I have for you. Preeti Nimittam, as an expression of his love, Preeti Nimittam, due to the love. Chaturtham, the fourth one, Iha. Iha means what? Now. Adya. Idanim, now. Dadami, I give you now, here, Preeti Nimittam, due to the love, another boon, fourth boon. Bhuyaha means punaha. Bhuyaha and punaha mean the same. Again, these are all indeclinable words. Bhuyaha is equal to punaha, means again. Prayachami, I give. So I give again another boon, a fourth boon, apart from the three, due to love. Now I give you. Which means Lord Yama is magnanimous. He is not a mean-minded. He had a petty-minded. Akshudra Buddhihi. So, generously, he gave another boon apart from the three, the fourth boon. Okay. Tavaiva. Are you all following? Tavaiva. Nachiketa saha. Namna. Tavaiva means Nachiketa saha. Nachiketas. Namna. Namna means Abhidhanena. Abhidhanam is equal to Nama. Name. Nama, Abhidhanam means name. Now Namna is the third case. Abhidhanena, the third case. So Nachiketasaha Namna. Nachiketasaha Abhidhanena. But the name of Nachiketaha, by the name of Nachiketas, Prasiddho Bhavita. Prasiddho Bhavita means Prasiddha Bhavita will become popular. So by the name of Nachiketas will become popular. What will become popular? Maya Uchyamanaha Ayam Agnihi. Maya mayochyamanaha ayam agnihi. Maya uchyamanaha ayam agnihi. This specific ritual, ayam agnihi, this specific ritual, which is being taught by me, okay, maya uchyamanaha, which is being taught by me, will become popular by your name. Tavayeva Nachiketasaha Namna Abhidanena மயா உச்சமானஹா அயம் அக்னிஹி பிரசித்தஹ பவிதா. திஸ் பர்டிகுலர் ரிச்சுவல் விச் இஸ் பீங் டாட் பை மீ ஆர் விச் ஹஸ் பீன் டாட் பை மீ விச் விச் வாஸ் டாட் பை மீ உச்சமான ஹஸ் அ பிரசன்ட் பார்ட்டிசிபல் விச் இஸ் பீங் டாட் பை மீ வில் பிகம் பாப்புலர் பை யோர் நேம். ஓகே. கிஞ்ச மோர் ஓவர் ஃபர்தர் ஸ்ருங்காம் ஷப்தவதீம் ரத்னமயீம் மாலாம். ஸ்ருங்கா மீன்ஸ் வாட் வாண்ட் நோ சிம்பிளி வி சே அ செயின் அ நெக்லஸ். ஸோ ஹியர் ஸ்ருங்காம் ஷப்தவதீம் ஷப்தவதி மீன்ஸ் ஷப்த அஸ்யாஹ அஸ்தி இதி ஷப்தவதி தட் விச் மேக்ஸ் நாய்ஸ் விச் மீன்ஸ் வாட் இட் மஸ்ட் ஹவ் ஹேட் தி செயின் மஸ்ட் ஹவ் ஹேட் சம் ஜிங்லிங் பெல்ஸ் ஸோ இட் மேக்ஸ் நாய்ஸ். ஓகே. ஷப்தவதி ஸ்ருங்கா நாட் ஆர்டினரி ஸ்ருங்கா வேரிங் இட் நெக்லஸ் இஃப் தி பர்சன் கம் வாக்ஸ் அண்ட் இட் மேக்ஸ் நாய்ஸ் means it must have some jingling bells. Therefore, Shabdavatim Shrinkam, Sir Shankaracharya adds, okay, she explains. Ratnamayim, because it is Nana Rupa means what? Ratnamayi. So this chain, the necklace, having the sound because of jingling bells, Ratnamayi, which is also studded with precious gems. So, malam, a golden garland, a chain, imam, anekarupam, vichitram. Uchitram means what? So, with the different precious gems, anekarupam, the multicolored, this chain having the multicolored gems, jingling bells, making noise, okay? Vichitram, grihana. Grihana means svikuru. Please take, please receive, please accept. Yadva, srinkam akutsitam gatim, karma mayim grihana. So Shankaracharya adds, Yadva, that Srinkam means Akutsitam Gatim Karma Mayim Grihana. So second meaning, Shankaracharya gives another meaning. First meaning is what? Please accept this chain or the necklace, which is colorful with precious gems. One meaning. Another meaning is akutsitam gatim karmamayim grihana. Akutsitam gatim. Srinkam is equal to akutsita gatihi. Akutsita gatihi means what? Gatihi means pathway or way or the path. And kutsita gatihi means defective. A path which has a defect, which has limitation, which has a problem is kutsita gatihi. Akutsita gatihi means the proper path, the noble path, defect-free path, noble path, proper path, defect-free path, akutsita gatihi. So the word shrinka, one meaning is necklace, Shankaracharya writes another meaning, akutsita gatihi, means proper defect-free path. Path to where? Path which will definitely lead one to heaven. Akutsitagatihi, akutsitangatim, karmamayim, in the form of a ritual. A ritual means not this particular ritual, another ritual also. So, please do accept another ritual which I'll teach you. Which means, please do accept the knowledge of another ritual which is a proper defect-free way to attain heaven. Akutsitam gatim karmamayim, in the form of another ritual. So another proper defect-free path is, path to heaven is in the form of another ritual. Okay, Mayu Grihana, please do accept the knowledge of that ritual also. Anyadapi karma vijnanam aneka phala hetutvat svikuru ityartha. Anyadapi also another, api also, anyat another, karma vijnanam, knowledge of a ritual, another ritual, knowledge of another ritual, aneka pala hetutvat svikuru, also another, knowledge of another ritual also accept. Why? Because aneka pala hetutvat, this ritual has the status of being the cause for many results, many ends, many benefits. Why? This ritual has the status of being the cause of enjoying many benefits. Aneka phala, many benefits. Hetu, cause. Hetutvam means what? Having the status of being the cause of many benefits. Therefore, as the other ritual has the status of being the cause of many benefits, may you understand, may you have the knowledge of another ritual also. Is it clear? So, Srinkam Grihana has two meanings. Got it? Okay. One meaning is accept this anekarupam Srinkam Grihana. Accept this color, the chain of colorful gems. But another meaning is what? May you accept the knowledge of another ritual, which itself is knowing that itself is the proper way, defect-free way of attaining heaven. Karma vijnanam. Suppose we ask, why should you know another ritual? Aneka phala hetutvat. Because that ritual has, if you have knowledge of that ritual, you can enjoy many benefits. That ritual has aneka phala hetutvam. Svikuru itartaha. Yadva srinkam akutsitam gatim karmamayim grihana anyadapi karma vijnanam aneka palahetutvat svikuru ityartha. This is the meaning. What the meaning? May you accept, may you receive the knowledge of another ritual also, which has the status of being the cause of various benefits. Okay. Now we move on to the 17th mantra. Punarapi karmastutimeva aha. Punaha api punarapi. Punarapi. Punaha again. Api also. And you put together, what happens? Again. Once again. Karmastutimeva aha. Karmastutihi. Karmanaha stutihi karmastutihi. Glorification of the karma. Stutihi means glorification, praise. And whose praise? Glorification of what? Praise of what? Praise of karma. Glorification of karma. Karmastutim eva aha. So, Upanishad again presented the glorification of the ritual. Punahapi karmastutimeva aha. Once again, Upanishad presented the glorification of karma only. Okay. Trina chiketas tribhiretya sandhim. Trina chiketas tribhiretya sandhim. Trikarma krittarati janma mrityu. Trikarma krittarati janma mrityu. Brahma jagyam devamidyam viditvam. Brahma jagyam devamidyam viditvam. Nichaye magam shantim atyantamete. Nichaye mam shantim atyantameti. Nichaye mam shantim atyantameti. Brahma jagyam devamidyam viditva. Nichaye magam shantim atyantameti. So please understand, Upanishad still presents the glorification of the ritual. Performance of a ritual. Okay. He says, Upanishad says, Atyantam shantim yeti. Yeti means attains. A person attains atyantam shantim. The person attains tremendous peace. Atyantam shantim. A person attains absolute peace. How? He says, imam nichaya, having performed this ritual, imam nichaya, okay. Okay, having performed this ritual, a person attains absolute peace. So, how? It's not simply paramni ritual. This performance of ritual should be combined with meditation also. If a ritual is combined with the meditation, in order to have specific result, specific punyam, to enjoy a specific result, then it is called Jnana karma samuchayaha or upasana karma samuchayaha. Combination of the performance of ritual with the meditation, or combining meditation with the performance of ritual. So if a person performs a mere ritual, then the performance of ritual produces a result which will enable him to enjoy certain benefits. A person has to have more punyam, and for which a person has to combine the performance of rituals with the practice of meditation also, upasanam also. And here, virad upasanam is recommended by the Upanishad. So you know, Lord Yama says, Nichaya, Imam Nichaya, Atyantam Shanti Meti. How? Trinachiketaha, Tribihi Etya Sandhim. Trinachiketaha, Tribihi Etya Sandhim. Trikarmakrit, Tarati Janma Mrityu. So, relative freedom is discussed in this mantra as a result of performing the ritual along with the practice of meditation. Okay. First he says, Trinachiketaha. Trinachiketaha means the person who performs this ritual three times. Trinachiketaha means the ritual, this particular ritual, which is known after, known by Nachiketa's name. Three means three times. Trinachiketaha. Trinachiketaha means not the three times ritual. The person who performs the Nachiketagni ritual three times is called Trinachiketaha. It does not mean three rituals. The person who performs the Nachiketagni ritual three times. Trinachiketaha. Tribihi Sandhim Etya. Tribihi Sandhim Etya. Having the relationship also three times. Trikarmakrit. Trikarmakrit. Who performs the ritual three times. So who invokes the grace of the Nachiketagnihi, performing the ritual three times, having three types of relationship also. What does it mean? We'll see that in the Bhashan. Acha person, Janma Mrityu Tarati, he becomes Tarati, he crosses over, he overcomes the Janma and Mrityuhu. He overcomes birth and death, means he becomes free from birth and death relatively. Then, Idyam Devam Brahmajagyam Viditva. Please understand, Viditva means it, having meditated upon. Viditva does not mean having known. Having meditated upon this Viradishwara, who is Idyaha, who is Devaha, who is Brahmajagnyaha. Having meditated upon Virat, who is said to be Idyaha. Idyaha means the one worshipable, one who is adorable. Devaha, one who is ever brilliant. And the Brahma Jagnyaha, the one who, the son of Hiranyagarbha. Brahma Jagnyaha. Brahma Jaha means son of one who was born of Hiranyagarbha. And the Gnyaha means omniscient. So Brahma Jagnyam. So here Virat is said to be the son of Hiranyagarbha, omniscient, adorable, and brilliant. So having meditated upon, having meditated upon that Hiranya Virat Ishvara, the adorable, brilliant son of Hiranyagarbha, who omniscient son of Hiranyagarbha, Atyantam Imam Shantim Eti, a person attains absolute peace. So please remember, it is for the sake of glorification, it is said. Simply performing a ritual or practicing meditation upon Virat, okay, both are actions only. Combining the physical ritual, physically performed ritual with a mentally performed meditation, one can earn abundance of punyam, one can go to higher loka, surga. So going to heaven, a person can remain there for a long period of time. Therefore, he can escape from his birth and death and problems for a long time. Therefore, going to heaven and having a heavenly life which is free from birth and death and pain, etc., for a long time is said to be relative freedom, relative immortality, relative peace. Therefore, but here Upanishad glorifies. Therefore, he says, Atyantam Shantimeti, Imam Shantimeti, a person attains absolute peace having meditated upon Viradeshwara, the adorable, brilliant, omniscient, all-knowing son of Hiranyagarbha. How? Not simply meditation, not simply ritual, but invoking the grace of Nachiketa Agnihi three times, performing the rituals three times, and having three types of connection, the person crosses over birth and death, overcomes birth and death, thereby attains absolute peace. Which is not really absolute, it's just a glorification. Okay, now we see the Bhashyam. Any questions you have, please make a note, we'll discuss later on. Trinachiketaha, Trinachiketaha. Now Shankaracharya explains the word Trinachiketaha. Means what? Trihi Kritva Agnihi Chitaha Yena. Trihi Kritva Agnihi Chitaha Yena. Sahatrinachiketaha. Very nice. See, Yena Agnihi Chitaha Trihi Kritva. Yena Agnihi Chitaha Trihi Kritva. What does it mean? The person by whom Agnihi Chitaha. Agnihi Chitaha. Mean the person by whom this fire, the ritual was performed three times. Trihi Kritva, invoking the grace three times. Is it clear? Trinachiketaha means the one who has performed the ritual three times, invoking the grace of the Nachiketa Agnihi three times. Okay. Trihi Kritva Agnihi Chitaha Yena Saha Agnihi Trina Saha Trinachiketaha, the person by whom three times the Nachiketa Agnihi was invoked and ritual was performed three times. Okay. Trinach Saha Trinachiketaha. Okay. Next sentence, next word. Tadvijnanaha. Tadvijnanaha. Tad adhyayanaha. The anishthanavanva. So Trinachiketaha also means Tadvijnanaha. Tadvijnanaha means the person who has the knowledge. means tadadhyayanaha, the person who learns that. Tadanushtanavan, the person who practices that. Anushtanavan means the person who practices or performs that ritual three times, invoking the grace of the Agnihi three times. So vijnanaha adhyanaha means the person, not only does he perform the ritual three times, invoking the grace of Nachiketa Agnihi, he also combines it with practice of Virat Upasanam. Anushtanavan va. Anushtanavan means the person who practices, who follows that strictly. As I already said, Tribihi Sandhyam Etya. So having three connections means, what are the three connections? Upamantra doesn't say that. So Shankara Bhagavatpada explains. So having three connections, Tribihi Sandhyam Etya means having three connections. Means the person who performs this ritual along with the practice of Virat Upasanam is definitely must be a pious, righteous person, must be a noble person. Such a person has connection with three aspects. What three aspects? Three factors. Shankaracharya says, let us see the Shankara's commentary now. Tribhihi Matru Pitracharyehi Yetya. Tribhihi means with the three people. Matru Pitru Acharyehi. You put together Matru Pitracharyehi Yetya Prapya Sandhim. Sandhim Prapya means Sandhanam, Sambandham, connection. With whom? Matradi Anushasanam. Yathavat Prapya Ityetat. So what he says, having connection with three. First, mother, matra with the mother, then pitra with the father, acharyehi means then acharyena with the guru. So mata, pita, guru. So matra, matru, pitra, acharyehi means having connection, three connections with mother, father and the teacher. Then, Sandhim Prapya, Matradi Anushasanam, Yathavat Prapya, Ityetat. What does it mean? So having connection with the three people implies here, strictly following Anushasanam. Anushasana means the teaching, instructions. Following the teaching or following the instructions given by mother, father and the teacher. So mother, father and teacher, all three of them should teach what? The same emphasis on dharma. Okay. So strictly following the instructions of mother, father and the teacher. So having the connection with mother, father and teacher means having the lessons from them, instructions from them and following those instructions. That's the meaning. Tribihi Matru Pitracharyehi Yetya Sandhim Prapya Sandhanam சந்தி மீன்ஸ் சந்தானம், சந்தானம் மீன்ஸ் சம்பந்தம், சந்திம் சந்தானம் சம்பந்தம் இன் த சேம் கனெக்ஷன். ஸோ ஹேவிங் கனெக்ஷன் வித் த்ரீ பீப்புள் இம்ப்ளைஸ் ஹேவிங் த டீச்சிங் ஃப்ரம் த்ரீ ஆஃப் தம், இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் த்ரீ ஆஃப் தம் அண்ட் ஃபாலோயிங் தட் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். மாத்ராதி அனுஷாசனம் யாத்தாவத் பிராப்ய ஏதத்து. ஸோ ஹேவிங் ஹேட் தி ப்ராப்பர் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் மதர் ஃபாதர் அண்ட் தி டீச்சர், தட்ஸ் த மீனிங். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? ஸோ திரிபிஹி சந்திம் பிராப்ய மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் கனெக்ஷன்ஸ் வித் த்ரீ கனெக்ஷன்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் ப்ராப்பர் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் காட் ப்ராப்பர் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் மதர் ஃபாதர் அண்ட் டீச்சர் அண்ட் ஸ்ட்ரிக்ட்லி ஃபாலோயிங் தோஸ் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன்ஸ். ஓகே, தத்தி பிராமணிய காரணம் சுத்தியந்தராத் அவகம்யதே. And this meaning, how do we get this meaning? Pramanyam, that Pramanya Karanam, Shutyantarat Avagamyate Yatha. So here, Tribihi Sandhim Prapya, Shankaracharya writes the meaning here. Tribihi Sandhim Prapya means having connection with three aspects, three factors means having connection with three people, thereby having strictly followed the instructions of three people, mother, father and teacher. How do you understand this meaning? Shankaracharya says, it's not my own story. I'm not simply giving this meaning. So he says, Pramanya Karanam Shutyantarat Avagamyate. This meaning, authenticity of this meaning is understood from another Shruti, another Vedic statement. Shrutyantarat, from another Vedic statement, this meaning is understood. Yatha matruman pitruman acharyavan bruyat. So this is statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. What is the statement? மாத்ருமான் பித்ருமான் ஆச்சாரியவான் ப்ரூயாத். சோ இன் பிருஹதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் 4th சாப்டர் 1st செக்ஷன் 2nd மந்த்ரா ஸ்டேட்ஸ், சி தி பர்சன் ஷுட் ஸ்பீக், ஹூஸ் த பர்சன் ஹூ ஷுட் ஸ்பீக் இன் எ கிவன் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட். இட் இஸ் செட் ஹீ ஷுட் ஸ்பீக். வை ஹீ ஷுட் ஸ்பீக்? This person should speak means the person is, you know, authentic source of wisdom. This the given person is authentic source of knowledge, authentic source of wisdom. Why? Because he is a matruman, pitruman, acharyavan. The person who has the instructions, teaching from his mother, father and the teacher is the person of wisdom, that he is the authentic source of knowledge and he should speak. Matruman, Pitruman, Acharyavan. The person who has connection with the mother means who follows the instructions of the mother, a father and also the teacher, definitely is a person of wisdom and he is authentic source of knowledge and he must speak. This is the statement of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Therefore, based on this statement, here we have to understand the meaning. Tribihi Sandhim Prapya means having connection with three people means having strictly followed the instructions of mother, father and teacher. That's the meaning. Okay. I tell you, being around the parents, always being instructed by the parents, one can learn a lot, which means one understand things. Very much respected here in the Vedic culture. That's why it is said here. Okay. Next. வேதஸ்மிருதி சிஷ்டைஹி வா, வேதஸ்மிருதி சிஷ்டைஹி வா பிரத்யக்ஷ அனுமானகை அனுமான ஆகமேஹி வா. சோ யூ கேன் சே த்ரிபிஹி சந்திம் பிராப்ய கேன் பி ஹேவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் இன் டிஃபரெண்ட் வே ஆல்சோ. ஃபர்ஸ்ட், வாட் இஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மீனிங்? ஹேவிங் கனெக்ஷன் வித் த்ரீ பீப்புள் இன் ஒன்ஸ் லைஃப், மதர், ஃபாதர் அண்ட் டீச்சர், thereby strictly following their instructions. It's one meaning. Such a person, as a disciplined person, when he invokes the grace of Nachiketagnihi three times, when he performs the ritual, means no doubt, definitely he will attain heaven, that he will overcome birth and death relatively. And also, he will attain absolute peace. He will attain relative peace. Okay. Next meaning given is, Veda Smriti Sishtaihi Va Pratyaksha Anumana Agamehi Va. Okay. Veda Smriti Sishtaihi. So, having connection with the three aspects means, there are three sources of knowledge. One is Veda Shastram, and Smriti, Shruti, Smriti. Smriti means like Bhagavad Gita, etc. The literature which reflect the Vedic teaching are said to be Smriti Granthas. So Vedas, Smriti, and Sishtaha. Sishtaha means the highly learned, righteous people. Sishtaha. Those who practice what they have understood. They are Sishtaha. Disciplined, learned people who strictly follow their teachings. That's Sishtaha. So they also become authentic source of knowledge. So Sishtaihiva. So having connection means having learned from Vedashastram, Smriti, and also from the learned, righteous people. How? Pratyaksha Anumana Agamehiva. So having connection with these three also will enable a person to live a disciplined life. Therefore, first we say mother, father and teacher, one meaning. Having connection with three facts, then having connection with the three things, Shruti, Smriti and Sishtaha, the learned, disciplined people. Then otherwise another meaning is given, Pratyaksha Anumana Agamehiva. So having the knowledge through direct perception. So one can learn from three sources of knowledge. The one is Pratyaksha. Through direct perception, one can learn Pratyaksha. Anumana, so based on the perception, one can learn through inference. Then Agamehi. Agama means the Shastram in general. All you have said, Shruti, Smriti, etc. So here Agama. So you do not arrive at the conclusion simply following perception. You do not arrive at the conclusion simply following the inference. Of course, inference is possible only through pratyaksha, perception. So, the person who learns from direct perception and then learns through inference based on one's perception, of course, having the Shastram also from the Shastram. Such a person who was Krishna with three factors. Tebhyo hi vishuddhi pratyaksha. Vishuddhi pratyaksha means of these three sources of knowledge in terms of perception, inference and the shastram. Of the three sources of knowledge, perception, inference and the shastram. Pratyaksha means it is very clear that Vishuddhi here implies the clear understanding of dharma and karma. The clear understanding of dharma implies the karma one has through perception. So, giving it three meanings. So, having connection with mother, father and teacher, or having connection with Shruti, Smriti and Sishtas, the disciplined, learned people, or having connection with three sources of knowledge, perception, inference and Shastram. When it is said, what it means is, such a person who follows the instructions of the Shastram, Shruti, Smriti, and also follows the lifestyle of Mahatmas, the disciplined, learned people, or who follows this, who has connection with any of these three factors also, definitely must be a pious, strictly a disciplined person. So such a person, when he performs the ritual three times, invokes the grace of Nachiketa Agni three times, no doubt he overcomes relatively birth and death and he attains absolute peace. Okay. I move on to the next sentence. Tri karma krithu. Let me make it clear. See, a person performs the ritual three times, invokes the grace of Nachiketa Agnihi three times, and having connection with three factors, such a person attains relative freedom from bondage of birth and death. Such a person who also practices meditation upon Virat attains relatively absolute peace. Okay. So here Tribihi Sandhim Krutva. For that alone Shankaracharya gives three different meanings. Tribihi Sandhim Krutva means having connection with the three factors. So first meaning is having connection with mother, father and the teacher, which means having the connection implies strictly following their teachings, mother's teaching, father's teaching, the teacher's teaching also. So mother also becomes the first teacher, father becomes second teacher, and of course the teacher comes in the third place. Following the teachings means, following the instructions means, definitely mother, father and teacher are supposed to teach only dharma. So following the instruction means the person must be a highly righteous person. That's the meaning. Then, okay, if you take other meaning, you take the three sources of knowledge. That is, Veda Shastram is the authentic source of knowledge. Then Smriti, which reflects the Vedic vision, Vedic teaching, is also said, taken as the Pramanam. Then Sishtaha, so whom should I follow? If you ask, we need sources of knowledge. The valid, authentic sources of knowledge whom I should follow. Veda Shastram is the first Pramanam. Smriti also says, recommended as the Pramanam, because Smriti reflects only the Vedic teaching. Then the person who has studied the Shruti and Smriti, and therefore who is highly learned, at the same time who strictly practices, follows Dharma, becomes a role model for others. Such a disciplined, learned person who becomes a role model for others is said to be Shishtaha. So having connection with Shruti, Smriti and Shishta also definitely will bless a person with the understanding of the importance of Dharma. The person must be, the person who has connection with these three must be mature, righteous person. That's the meaning. The third meaning is the Pratyaksha, Anumana and Shastram. So person, of course, the one can learn, one can have the right understanding of the ritual through direct perception. And based on one's perception, one can also infer certain things. And of course, he has to depend upon the Shastram also for his doubt-free knowledge. If a person has these three connections, means if a person learns from these three sources of knowledge, thereby a person becomes a disciplined, righteous person. Such a person, a disciplined, righteous person, when he performs ritual, he invokes the grace of Nachiketa Agnihi, then he will enjoy the benefit in terms of overcoming or crossing the bondage of birth and death relatively. He can go to heaven. And then he can also, if he meditates upon Virat, definitely enjoy the benefit of attaining Atyantika Shanti. Atyanta Shanti. Okay. I made it very clear. Now you should not have any doubt. Appa, Tribihi Sandhim Kritva just states a person should be a righteous person. For a person to be righteous, he must have some instructions from mother, father and teacher. He must have instructions from the Shastra. He must learn from his own perception, inference and Shastra. That's all the teaching. Tri karma krit means what? The performer of three rituals means what? He says, Tri karma krit means ijyadhyana dananam karta. Tri karma krit means performer of three things, three actions. Tri karma means trini karmani tri karma. Trayanam karmanam karta. Okay, tri karma krit. He does three things. What are they? Ijya adhyayana dananam karta. Karta means performer, maker, for performer. So, the person who follows the instructions of the Shastram, Swamiji Pujaji never preferred the term scripture, okay? So, Shastram I use. So, the person who follows the instructions of the Shastram definitely must be the person who knows the value of Dharma. Therefore, who must be strictly following Dharma. Such a pious, righteous person is a mature individual who does not disturb the cosmic harmony, universal harmony. A person who does not disturb the universal harmony alone is said to be a complete person. Okay. And who is that person? The person who involves himself in three karmas. What are three karmas? He says, Ijya அத்யயன தானானாம் கர்த்தா. இஜ்யா மீன்ஸ் வொர்ஷிப். வொர்ஷிப் மீன்ஸ் தி பர்ஃபார்மிங் தி ரிச்சுவல் ப்ரிஸ்கிரைப்டு இன் தி சாஸ்திரம் த்ரூ விச் அ பர்சன் எக்ஸ்பிரஸஸ் ஹிஸ் கிராட்டிடியூடு டு தி பர்சன் ஹூ வொர்ஷிப்ஸ், thereby he expresses gratitude to the natural phenomena known as devatas, who is grateful to devatas in the form of natural phenomena, and who expresses his gratitude to the devatas through worship by performing rituals. Okay, that is the person who knows the significance of worship, thereby who worships. So worshipping, the act of worshipping is what ijya. Then adhyayanam, so even to know the significance of worship and living as one's life sensitively, expressing one's gratitude to the devatas, a person must have the knowledge for which one must study Shastram. They were adhyayanam. So first of all, being given to the discipline of studying the Shastram itself is what? One karma. Then following the, being given the study of the Shastram, who understands the value of dharma, thereby who also worships Bhagavan in the form of devatas, expressing his gratitude through worship. This is ijya. Then dananam. And also the person who involves himself in the charitable activity, or who is charitable, becomes a charitable person. Why? He knows mere consumption without contribution. Okay, merely being a consumer without being a contributor, one becomes a thief. You understand Bhagavad Gita? Understand? Without being a contributor, merely being a consumer, a person becomes a hypocrite, he becomes a thief. Isn't it? So your contribution must be in keeping with what you consume also. Therefore, one must share. One must give what Bhagavan has given you. Therefore, the person who knows the virtue of giving. So, dananam. Therefore, who involves himself in charitable activities, who shares his possessions. Okay, so sharing one's possession through charitable activities. One karma. First of all, Then performing rituals means, or worshipping, involve oneself in the act of worshipping in order to express one's gratitude to devatas, acknowledging their contribution for one's well-being. And to know this importance of worship and the charitable activity, one should study the Shastram. So, adhyayanam. To the person who is given to these threefold activities in terms of studying the Shastram, worshipping the devatas, in order to express one's gratitude towards them, and also the one who involves himself in charitable activities, involving oneself in charitable activities. There are three karma. Okay. Ijya. Okay. So first put adhyayanam. Adhyayanam, ijya and dana. In Kankacharya put adhyayanam second. But we have to understand correctly, we have to understand adhyayanam karma, ijya, dana karma. Okay. The karta. So the performer of the worship, the performer of study, means the person who is given to the disciplines of these three activities. ஓகே. அச்ச பர்சன் தரதி. தரதி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அதிக்ராமதி, ஓவர் கம்ஸ், கிராசஸ். தரதி இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு அதிக்ராமதி. He crosses what? Janma Mrityu. He crosses birth and death. Oh, does he become free from bondage of birth and death? Absolutely, totally, no. Relatively, he overcomes birth and death. Why? He is a Trikarmakrita. But as a Trikarmakrita, he'll become disciplined, he'll become eligible for attainment of knowledge. If he also attains knowledge, of course he will become free from bondage of birth and death absolutely also. So Trikarmakrit Ijya Adhena Dananam Karta. The doer of worship, the doer of the study, the doer of charitable activity. Such a person அதிக்ராமதி தரதி, ஜன்ம மிருத்யு தரதி, ஜன்ம மிருத்யு அதிக்ராமதி. Got it? Are you all with me? Am I seeing anybody? Okay. Next sentence. கிஞ்ச பிரம்மஜக்ஞம். பிரம்மஜக்யம், பிரம்மஜக்யம் கிஞ்ச. சே கிம், வாட், ச, அண்ட், புட் டுகெதர், மோர் ஓவர். கிம் மீன்ஸ் வாட், ச மீன்ஸ் அண்ட். புட் போத் லேட்டஸ்ட் வேர்ட்ஸ் டுகெதர், கிஞ்ச மீன்ஸ் மோர் ஓவர். பிரம்மஜக்யம், சோ பிரம்மஜக்யம் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ் ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பிரம்மஜக்ய. ஹியர் This has two words. One is Gnyaha. Gnyaha means knower. Knower means omniscient, all-knowing. And Brahmajaha means Brahmanaha Jataha Brahmajaha. One who was born out of Brahma. Brahma. So, Virat Ishwaraha. Virat, son of Brahma, who is also omniscient, is Brahmajagnyaha. Okay. Brahmanaha Hiranyagarbhat Jataha Brahmajaha. So, first word you understand, Brahmajagnyaha has two words. Brahmanaha Jataha Brahmajaha. Who is Brahma? Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbhat. Brahmanaha is equal to Hiranyagarbhat. Jataha. Hiranyagarbhat Jataha. Brahmajaha. Brahmajaha cha asau gnyaha cha iti. Brahmajaha, he was born of Hiranyagarbha, a son of Hiranyagarbha. Gnyaha cha as iti. Gnyaha means, and also knower means all-knowing, omniscient. Iti, therefore, Virat is said to be Brahmajagnyaha because he was son of Brahma and also omniscient, all-knowing. Therefore, he is said to be Brahmajaha cha asau gnyaha cha iti. Brahmajagnyaha. So, sarvajnyaha hi asau. Asau sarvajnyaha. This Virat indeed is omniscient. Okay. Is born of Hiranyagarbha and he is also omniscient, all-knowing, All-knowing means he is highly learned, has knowledge of all the Vedas. It's Virat. We're talking about the Virat here. Tam devam jyotanad. Why he is called Devaha? Jyotanat, due to his brilliance, due to his brilliance. Jnanadi gunavantam. Jnanadi gunavantam. So Virat is called Devaha because of his brilliance, which means jnanadi gunavantam. He is jnanadi gunavan. He has the virtues of, he has the virtues or the qualification or of being an omniscient. Why he is called Devaha? Because he dyotate, he shines. He shines because he has the status of being an omniscient. Okay. Gunavantam. Jnanadi gunavan. So gunavantam. Devam is equal to dyotanat. Dyotanat. Jnanadi gunavantam. Next word is idyam. Idyaha means stutyaha. One who deserves the glorification. One who is adorable. One who is glorifiable. One who deserves the praise, glorification is idyaha. Stutyaha. Okay. Now, tam devam jyotanat jnanadi gunavantam idyam stutyam. Idyam is equal to stutyam. Viditva. Viditva means what? Shastrataha nichaya. Shastrataha nichaya. Having understood clearly through the Shastram or with the help of the Shastram. So having understood the Viradeshwara with the help of the Shastram properly, then meditate, having meditated upon Drishtva, Nichaya means Drishtva. Mean what now? Having understood. Drishtva means having understood or having visualized. See, you have to visualize Viradeshwara. How can you visualize the Viradeshwara if you do not know what Virat means? Having understood the Viradeshwara with the help of the Shastram, thereby having visualized here Virat. See, it means two things you have to understand here. You have to visualize the Virat. Visualizing the Virat means what? Meditating upon the Virat. So meditating upon the Virat, upon Virat, and visualizing Virat presupposes having understanding of Virat. And having understanding of the Virat presupposes having the help of the Shastram. If you do not understand Shastram, if you do not study Shastram, then there's no way of having a clue what Virat means. Who Virat is. Virat is Ishvara. One of the titles attributed to Ishvara. And which Ishvara? The Ishvara who is in the form of the entire gross universe. That is why having understood the Virat through the, with the help of the Shastram, then having visualized or meditated upon Virat, okay, ச ஆத்மபாவேன. Atmabhavena means what? As, so having visualized that Virat, meditated upon that Virat as one's own self. Atmabhavena. Atmabhavena. Atmabhavena drishtva imam. So, buddhi pratyaksham shantim. Ima means this. This means what? So, buddhi pratyaksham shantim. So, if you have peace, do you have to ask other people how the shanti looks, how peace looks? You enjoy peace. So, buddhi pratyaksha. Peace is not available for sense perception. But peace is something experienceable, isn't it? Through your mind. Buddhi pratyaksha means a person attains peace which is perceptible through one's mind, intellect. Understand? Buddhi thought perception. Peace which is available for thought perception, not for sense perception. Buddhi pratyaksham shantim. The peace which is available for thought perception. Uparati. Uparati matyantam. Atyantam. Uparatim. Atyantam. Atyeti. Atishayena eti uparatim atyantam yetya. Atyantam eti uparatim atyantam yeti atishayena eti uparatim atyantam eti shantim uparatim. Uparatihi is equal to shantihi. Uparatihi means what? Peace. Shantihi is another word for uparatihi. Uparatihi is another word for shantihi. Shantim atyantam yeti. Uparatim atyantam yeti. Means atishayena yeti. Atishayena yeti. So buddhi pratyaksham shantim uparatim atyantam atishayena yeti. Atyantam yeti atishayena yeti. A person enjoys peace, okay, which can be understood cognitively, okay, intellectually, which means one can enjoy the peace which is available for thought perception. Which means what? One can enjoy peace in one's own mind. Not in somebody else's mind. You can experience peace in your own mind. How is it? Atyantam means what? Atishayena. Atyantam is equal to atishayena. Shantim is equal to paratim. Atyantam is equal to atishayena. Atyantam yeti means atishayena yeti. Means what? Atyantam means tremendously. Atyantam shantim yeti. Atishayena yeti means tremendously a person enjoys peace in one's own mind. How? Having visualized, having meditated upon Virat, Ishvara, having understood Virat with the help of the Shastram, a person who visualizes meditates upon Viradeshwara, who is brilliant and who is endowed with the qualified virtue of being omniscient and who is adorable. By meditating upon this Viradeshwara, idyam, idyaha, idyaha, stutyaha, jnanadi gunavan, devaha, it upon a person definitely enjoys peace in one's own mind tremendously, extremely. That's the meaning. I'm going to read the last and stop here, okay? Vairajam padam jnana karma samuchaya anushtanena prapnoti ityartha. Okay. So, Vairajam padam jnana karma samuchaya anushtanena prapnoti ityartha. So, finally, in the last sentence, Shankaracharya states, come on, talking this much, nothing is important here. What is important here is, a person attains prapnoti. This is the meaning. A person attains what? Vairajam padam. Vairajam padam means what? Virat sambandham. Virat is also called viraj. Okay. Vairajam padam. Vairajam padam means the world pertaining to Virat is called Vairajam padam. Anything pertaining to Viraj, Virat is called Vairajam. Vairajam padam prapnoti. A person attains the world, otherwise said to be Brahmaloka, pertaining to Virat. He attains. Vairajam padam prapnoti. Okay. How? Jnana karma samuchaya anushtanena. But strictly following. Anushtana means strictly following. The practice of upasanam along with the performance of ritual. But strictly following the discipline of performing the ritual along with the practice of meditation upon Virat, a person can earn abundance of punyam, thereby one can attain the Brahmaloka, which is otherwise said to be Vairajam padam. So, jnana karma samuchaya anushtana means the following anushtanam means practice following. Anutishtati means follows. So, anushtanine by following. Not simply following, strictly following the discipline of performance of ritual, combining it with the practice discipline of meditation upon Virat. So samuchaya means combination. So by following this combination of performance of Nachiketa Agni with the practice of meditation upon Virat, a person attains Vairaja Padam, Virat Lokaha, Jnana Karma Samuchaya Anushtanena Vairajam Padam Prapnoti Ityarthaha. Now Lord Yama has taught him and Upanishad wanted to explain to us certain things. Tribihi Sandhim Prapya. Appa, the repeated explanation for what? One has to become strictly a person of dharma. If without following dharma, if whatever worship you do, you cannot practice meditation, you will not have peaceful mind. And you cannot perform ritual. Even if you perform ritual, you cannot have any benefit. So you want to enjoy the benefit of worship, prayer and meditation, you must definitely strictly follow life of dharma, for which you must have the knowledge of value of dharma, for which you must have studied shastram also. So either you must have learned from your father, mother and teacher, or you must have learned from Shruti, Smriti and also the learned Mahatmas, Visishtas, or you must learn through perception, inference and also with the help of the Shastram. Somehow one must know the value of Dharma. Thereby one must strictly follow Dharma. As a disciplined, righteous person, when you invoke the grace of Nachiketa Agni, then perform the rituals also. So it's not simply perform the rituals three times. So here it implies one must involve oneself, Trikarmakrita also. Perform rituals. Okay. Then what is study Shastram? Perform rituals and also share what you have. The all implies what? Living a righteous life. So then worship will be effective, meditation will be effective, prayer will be effective. Then a person can enjoy the benefit. So Tribhi Sandhim Prapya is a very important sentence. The three meanings were given. We know all that. So mere performance of ritual will produce some result. That will not be sufficient to go to heaven. One has to, if mere practice of meditation also will produce some benefit, it will not be sufficient. The both have to be combined. It must be combined. Samuchayaha. Jnana karma samuchayaha means combining the performance of ritual along with the practice of meditation is said to be jnana karma samuchayaha. So physical activity must be combined with the mental activity. Understand? The ritual must be meditation, because mind goes somewhere. You mechanically do the action, it won't be useful. So you must be meditative also. So you perform the ritual, the total attention, then visualize Virat Ishwara. Then there's a combination. Then it will produce, samuchaya will produce abundance of punyam, adequate punyam, that one will be able to go to heaven, Brahmaloka. Vairajam padam prapnoti iti arthaha. Okay, I'll stop the class now. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Shubharatri to all of you. Om.